Hey, this is Ethan McNeil. Thank you for tuning into our podcast. Me and my brother-in-law, Trent Keith, sell real estate together here in Indiana. If you enjoy our podcast, we'd really appreciate it if you'd leave us a review and subscribe to our channel after you finish listening. Thanks.
We're about to be live all over the internet here shortly. Hello, everyone from Instagram. Neil with Keith Realty, and we are working on on getting set up and ready.
Sorry. I think we're good. Oh, now we're all dark.
We just don't have the glare now. All right.
Here.
Are we live here? No, that's too much. This is much better like that. No, that's too much. See, now that we're back, everyone, we're trying to figure out the perfect lighting for our background. We haven't figured it out yet. But anyway, I'm Trent Keith, and this is Ethan McNeil with Keith Realty, and we are back from our two-week break.
Yes.
Ethan had a break. I didn't have a break, but
well, you weren't on your live all by yourself.
Yeah, that's true. I didn't do it by myself, so...
This week we are doing something special. We have our big giveaway we will be doing during the show. We have three prizes we're giving away. We got a third prize, which is $10, a second prize, which is $25, and a first prize, which is a two-person swing, treated swing.
Wow.
So, yep.
We didn't get to put our names in on this drawing.
We didn't. Man.
All right, we got all kinds of good stuff. We got our news stories. We have our questions of the day. We have our highlighted listing. And then we have our ending quotes. So we are ready to get rolling this morning.
Cool.
What do you want to share about?
I want to share.
On your news story.
The first, or the only story I had to contribute was I saw Patrick Mahomes extended his contract 10 years. It was a record.
You see how much?
It was just over $500 million is what it works out to be.
So, that'd be rough.
Yeah, $500 million. That's like, what, $50 million a year, which I bet it escalates, but that's pretty good.
Almost like a real estate agent.
But yeah, like. I mean, if he had been a realtor here in Spencer, he might not have been able to do that deal because it would have been kind of a catch 2020.
All right, and the other big one that I don't know, it may have been last week. I lose track of my weeks. But anyway, Cam Newton signed on with the Patriots. Did you see that?
I did.
He is going to be their quarterback. I think he'll do good.
Yeah.
We'll see. I doubt he'll do Tom Brady good, but I'd say he'll do good.
Hey, this year we're going to find out, does Bill Belichick really have what it takes to make a good team, or was it all Tom Brady? So we're going to find out.
Okay, he's a pretty good coach, but he had a pretty good quarterback too. So.
Yeah.
Okay, moving on to our questions of the week. You want to start with the first question?
Wait. Let's go ahead and do a drawing.
We're just going to do the drawing.
Yep.
We're going to start with third place.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we're going to keep this entertaining. We're going to do our third place drawing now.
Yep.
Then partway through, we're going to do our second place drawing. And then at the end, we will do our grand prize winner. Okay, why don't you draw a name out for third place?
Here we go. This is the winner of a $10 gift card.
Uh-oh, you're throwing stuff on the ground.
If you get your name drawn for one of these prizes, that disqualifies you for the other prizes, right?
Yes, that's right, because you can't win more than one.
Right. Yeah. So the winner of the $10 gift card is Beth Eaton.
Hey, Beth. You didn't say Brett. It's Beth and Brett both. Brett, if you beat Beth in here, then I guess it's who comes
first.
It's
whoever comes first. Beth was the first name, so technically I think she gets the gift card, Beth.
Okay, sorry, Brett. I tried. But, you guys win the third place gift card. And we will work on the second place and grand prize in a little bit.
Yeah. So if you haven't joined us before, You might not know, but you can comment with any question right now about real estate, and we will answer your question live. So, where you have some questions already that have been submitted, but if you have something on your mind right now, leave us a comment and we will respond to it.
Yep.
You want to take care of our first question?
Sure. Okay, our first question of the day. How clean should your house be for a showing? Does it really matter? Yes, it really matters. We get asked this question a lot. Do we need to worry about the bed being unmade and clothes being on the floor and the carpet being swept? Yes, you do. That is a big thing. When people walk through your house for the first time, that first impression means a lot. It's kind of like when they pull up on the outside of your house. If you've got stuff laying everywhere in the yard and the porch is a mess, it really affects the bottom line as far as what someone will offer if they are interested. So, yes, definitely keep your house clean, keep your yard picked up, and make things as presentable as possible. If you have some handyman stuff that you cannot fix, that's fine. But the things you can do, like cleaning and picking up, please do that. It makes a major difference on your showings.
Yeah, it really does. For sometimes people talk about, you know, painting their house so that, you know, there's neutral colors and people can envision what, you know, what their house could look like. Well, it's the same thing with cleaning up your house. Nobody can envision what the house could look like if it's really messy. A lot of people have a hard time getting past that mess.
Yep, that's right.
Echoing what Trent said. Next question. Should I be around when someone is doing a home inspection on my house? If you are the seller, we normally recommend not being around. And that's not because we don't want you knowing what's wrong with your house, but that's because more often than not, it's just a better atmosphere for the buyer who might be there with the home inspector. And it kind of helps you not get in the middle of things you don't need to be in the middle of. For instance, what if the home inspector says, you know, the roof is getting a little old? Well, if you hear that and you disagree with him, that does not help the transaction if you get in an argument with the home inspector, especially if the buyer is present. So we usually recommend not being around. Let the buyer feel comfortable and like they can thoroughly investigate your house without you looking over their shoulder. And then when you get that inspection report, or if the buyer asks for things to be fixed, that's when you can address whether or not you think something should be fixed or not. So, yep.
Definitely. Okay, the third question. Can I list my property with you without putting yard signs in the yard? Yes, we do have that request sometimes about if we can leave the yard signs out where it's not sticking out there and showing everyone that lives beside you that your place is for sale, even though if they want to search online, they can find out. We can do that. We can list the house without a yard sign. But we prefer to have a yard sign, but it's not required. So that's something we can look through, work through with you on a case-by-case basis.
Yes.
Yep. The other thing that we've had come up recently is how you deal with situations that arise during the sale of a property. Say you have a big tree that needs taken down, and you don't want to do that, or you don't have the money to do that. It can get expensive when you're cutting down large trees. How do you deal with that? What we normally recommend is just making that a part of the process. So as you're selling the property, if it comes up that the buyer wants the tree taken down, then we can negotiate how that would happen. It could even be such a thing as it comes out of your closing costs, or you pay a percentage of it if the buyer will pay a percentage of it. There's a lot of different ways to do it, but you do not have to do all those things up front. Mm-hmm. It's something you would just want to discuss with your realtor and figure out the best case scenario for you as the seller. Yep. And have we had any others come up lately?
No, but I was just going to tag on to that, that's why it's important to have a good real estate agent, because if things do come up during your transaction, that need fixed, a good real estate agent should be able to smooth over the issues and work out an agreement between the buyers and the sellers to where it doesn't completely end the transaction. So that's why it's important to have a middleman, a good real estate agent who can handle that.
Yes, definitely. All right. Do we want to go to our second drawing now?
Yeah, let's do our second drawing.
Okay. So this is for the $25 gift card?
Yep. $25 gift card. Oh, here, I'll let you do this
one. You want to do this one? Okay. This is for the $25 gift card. This is second place for the drawing. Okay. Who have we got here? Ricky Spears, you are the second place winner. Ricky Spears, I don't know if you can see that on Instagram, but you are the second place winner. Ricky, we will have your gift card. You do have to stop by our office. And for those of you who don't know, we have started a thing to where we have 2 weeks for you to pick up your gift card at our office. If you do not pick that up within 2 weeks, your gift card is re-gifted to someone else. So we do not hold them for months at a time anymore like we used to. So if you want your card, then stop by within 2 weeks.
All right. I want to talk about our highlighted property this
our
week.
Our highlighted property. Do you have it on Facebook? It. Yeah. Instagram, you just have to listen because we don't have it where we can pull it up there. But what we've got is a new listing. It's 10849 State Highway 246, Coal City, Indiana. This is an awesome little place we just listed. It's 3 bedrooms and 2 baths. It has the potential to have more bedrooms in it. Nice high ceilings throughout. This place is like a model home. It is really well taken care of. It looks like it was built yesterday. I mean, the people took care of it. It's in tip-top condition. 1,116 square feet in the living space. It has 2 full bathrooms. It has 3 bedrooms and it has a 22 by 16 attached garage that could be finished out if you wanted to make it more living space. Plus, it has 2 separate pole barns that are nice. It has a 24 by 24 finished pole barn. It's insulated. It's got an air conditioner in there. It's got a screen that pulls down where the garage door is. So if you want to lift the garage door and pull the screen down, you can actually have gatherings out there and be able to be part of the weather. It has a 30 by 26 pole barn back behind that. They both have power. The front pole barn has 200 amps of power. The back pole barn has 100 amps. And it has a lake. It has trails. This place just has a lot to offer. It is listed at $209,000, and it is one that you definitely want to see. It's one of those, if you want to live in the country and have plenty of space and opportunity, this is the one you want to check out. So keep that in mind there in Coal City off 246. So that's our only highlighted listing for today, isn't it?
Yeah.
Wow. We're moving right along.
Yeah. Do we want to do our ending quotes or our drawing last?
That's a good question. How do we want to do that? Let's do our last drawing, and then we'll do our ending quotes at the very end.
All right.
And you can draw this one.
This is for the big swing.
Yeah, you can do it. This is for the big swing.
All right. This is for our first place winner. You have won a treated swing. I'm getting ready to draw your name.
There we go.
All right. Here it goes. Oh, I got two.
You got two. Somebody was like within inches of winning.
Nyla Snap,
Nyla.
You have won, and that's backwards. Nyla has won our treated swing.
There you go. Congratulations.
So congrats.
So let's go through those again. Nyla won the swing. Okay. Ricky won the $25 gift card. And Let's see. I'm writing this down so I don't forget. And where's our third place? Beth won the $10 gift card. So, Beth, Ricky, and Nyla, please stop in by our office and collect your winnings because you were the big winners today. All right. We're ready for ending quotes, aren't we?
Yep. You want to do yours first?
Sure. Okay. My quote is by John Wooden. Things work out best for those who make the best of how things work out.
Well, that was pretty interesting. Can you say that one more time?
You bet I can. Things work out best for those who make the best of how things work out. Pretty good.
Yep.
So you got to think about that one. What's yours?
All right, mine is by Mother Teresa. She said, "What can you do to promote world peace? Go home and love your family."
That's good.
I thought that was a good quote.
Yep, that is.
All right.
All right. Thanks, everyone. Thanks for joining us. I'm Trent Keith, and this is Ethan McNeil, and we will be back next week.
Yep. See ya.
Thanks for listening. I hope you learned something new. If you have some of your own questions you'd like to ask us, then please send an email to questions@keithrealty.net. That's questions@keithrealty.net. And we'll see if we can't answer your questions on our next show. See you next time.